another episodic podcasting adventure. It's Takamania.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of Takamania. I'm your co-host, Des Mino. Hey, say hello to my degenerate over here. J-Bomb, break it down. Say hello, J-Bomb.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself, man?
I'm sick as balls. I'm always sick as balls.
You're always sick. So tell me what this terminal disease is that you have.
It's the HIV, man. I got the HIV. And if you don't know what the HIV is, it's having two goddamn kids in daycare. And
I was going to say when I was like, what's a terminal disease? I was expecting you to say, children.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty accurate.
They'll kill you slowly. It's a slow, slow death.
It's a slow burn, man. I feel like shit, not going to lie. My tongue's all swollen. So if I come off sounding like crap tonight.
But that's my fault, right?
It's always your fault, bruh.
Oh. Always sorry about that.
But apart from that, things have been good. Busy. Work is shit. And WWE has been okay. I'll put it that way. It's been all right.
It's been all right. It's been okay in your eyes. So we just had this Super Showdown. See, we had a conversation about this. We had the Superstar Shakeup, and I keep calling it the Superstar Showdown or Super Showdown, but it's just this. What is it? What was it? Super Showdown? Super Showdown.
Super Showdown, I think, yeah.
Okay, good. I kept saying the Superstar Showdown for so long because of the stupid Superstar Shakeup. We can make tongue twisters out of this crap, man.
It's tongue twisting. It's tongue twisting.
Is that how your tongue got all swollen, maybe?
Maybe. Or because I go to daycare and...
Whoa. I think we should just cancel this episode and just, you know, let's walk away from this one.
Sorry, no speak English.
Oh my God, my God. But yes, there was a lot happening. We had the Super Showdown. We had Raw. We had SmackDown. Hey, they were in Australia. That's pretty cool. And it's very unique. You know, it was a Saturday morning this time around, right? So
yeah.
With the Saturday morning event, you know, J-Bomb and myself planned to get up. I did not. I fucked up
my alarm, man. Honestly, I had set it for 4:30. I went to bed. No, I didn't go to bed early, but I did go to bed. And I set it for 4:30, but my alarm scheduled Monday to Friday, so...
Oh, see, yeah. I didn't set an alarm, but I actually woke up, it started at 5 a.m., right? Actually woke up at 4 a.m., and I was like, oh, maybe I'll get up now. And I was like, it's an hour. I'll just go back to bed. And then I woke up at like 11. So,
big difference there.
Welcome to the world of no kids. I don't have to get up that early. But I did watch the pay-per-view, and actually I really liked this event. I don't know if it was the ambiance of being in Australia. It had a different feel to it, I would say.
At least for me, it
had a feel to it. I thought for the most part the card was pretty decent. We're going to go over it shortly, and we'll go over Raw, we'll go over SmackDown, but before we do, folks, shameless plugs. Make sure follow us on Twitter @_Takamania. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out, Pro Wrestling Tees, guys. Hey, you want to give them the news?
What's the news? The sale?
Well, the sale and our discounts.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be able to offer you guys discounts on our merch when we feel like it. You know.
That's how we roll, Takamania.
So there's a sale coming up. I think it starts this weekend. I'm so unprepared for this, but I will tweet it out after. I believe it's 20% off the entire site. But we're going to be doing some legit sales. And you get an 8x10 autograph of a random superstar. So it's whatever wrestling crate has overstock of. So you can imagine
pretty
how
cool. It's
good
pretty cool.
They are. But
maybe I'll buy my own t-shirt.
Just to get the 8x10?
Just to get the 8x10. Imagine I do it. I order a T-shirt, and the 8x10 I get is of J-Bomb, and he signed it.
You call me a superstar, bro?
That's why they sent us those things to sign, eh?
Oh, dude, I just bought a shirt like two. No, it's shit. We're looking at like 3 weeks ago, I bought a Bullet Club shirt, just like the original, and this is how long it takes for them to ship it to Canada. That's the only downfall of PWT.
Well, I mean, half the people in America can't even point to Canada on a map, right?
Hey, so, whoa, I mean, I guess that's... Shots fired.
Suck it!
The funny thing is actually true. I've seen this numerous times. I'm sure people who are listening, you are educated enough. You know where we are. We're the Great North, the big, big country above you guys. We're your homies. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm pretty sure they don't teach you much about Canadian geography. And over here, they teach us more global geography. So,
not in Quebec, yeah. Though.
No.
Half the history we learned was not even real.
Well, it's funny because now we have the legalization of weed, right? And I don't know if you got it. Did you get it in the mail?
Yeah, my Cannabis Act. Yeah.
Yeah, they give you the Cannabis Act and they explain the rules. So, interesting. You're allowed to grow four plants now, but I don't think you're allowed to grow plants in Quebec, which sucks, at least for now. But I'm probably going to do it anyways. And... You know what? You're able to fly within Canada with, I think, up to 7 grams of weed in your bag.
That's
Isn't
dope.
That messed up? That's crazy. It's dope, literally. But
oh, shit. I didn't even realize they did that. Awesome. Yeah, it's totally dope, man.
It's just interesting because it's so, like, not normal. It's weird, you know? But it's, I guess, you know, if it's going to kind of be legalized like alcohol was. I guess at some point when alcohol, the prohibition ended and alcohol got legalized, it was kind of like... It's weird. I can bring alcohol with me.
Drink,
and now it's in the duty-free stores, right?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, who knows? Maybe they'll have weed dispensaries in airports eventually in Canada.
Shit. I cannot wait for that.
Oh, there's also, if you buy legally and you buy different, each province has its own color. So not of weed itself, but I think when you buy it, there's like a bag or a label
it's
or
like
something.
It's a stamped thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, guys. Yeah, so there it is. I think 17th of October, weed is legalized in Canada.
And that's your Canadian news for the week, right?
That's the only relevant Canadian news for the next couple months.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, hey, no, there's other Canadian news. Chris Jericho returned to New Japan.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, I guess it's Canadian news because he's Canadian, but it's in Japan, so it was misleading, but I'll give you that one. But yes, Jericho returned. He attacked Evil, and he's going to be defending his IWGP Intercontinental Championship November 3rd against him, and he cut a pretty cool promo. He's been really active. This guy is... rocking with Fozzy during the day. He shows up in New Japan
at
night.
Man.
Or, I guess, morning because it's in Japan. Or whatever, man. The guy is everywhere. Open a drawer in your kitchen. He's going to pop out. He's going to give you the co-breaker. Watch out, guys. So, it's going to be interesting to see. I know another heavy rumor is October 14th, this coming Sunday, Impact has their Bound for Glory pay-per-view. So we know Jericho's been kind of hyping them up a bit, and some of the people from Impact are going to be on his Jericho cruise, the Cruise of Jericho. So there's a heavy rumor he's actually going to be there this Sunday at Impact, at the main competition, Impact. Now... the WWE and Impact have been having meetings lately, so I don't know what the plans are with this. I'm sure Jericho has told McMahon his intentions, but interesting nonetheless. Jericho may be there. He's been everywhere, so why not?
The thing I didn't like about the attack on Evil was he had his IWGP IC title on, which was kind of silly because it kind of gave it away. Like, I mean, we all knew it was Jericho, but...
oh, a white guy with a blonde ponytail is attacking somebody. I mean,
but Jericho. He had a mask on, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like...
it was like shifting to the side. You saw his hairline. I mean, like...
I know, but still. I'm trying to, you know, suspend disbelief or whatever they say you're supposed to do.
No, I get you, buddy. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you something, okay? So we're talking about different brands, but I want to talk about a different sport, or I guess altogether. Now, you're a fan of the UFC. I'm a fan, but I know you watch it pretty much big time when it comes out, when they have these big events. Now, you had a lot of things to say about the main event here, and we're usually a WWE professional wrestling program. What were your thoughts on UFC 229 and Conor McGregor and the finish to their match?
I think... it's about time that the UFC becomes a sport again. Conor McGregor is, like, to me, he was the worst thing to happen to the UFC. And it's probably an unpopular opinion because he's made them a ton of money, but I think in the long run, it hurt the product. So I was really happy to see him lose to a real MMA fighter. And yeah, cool. I'll say it. Khabib, I've been talking about this guy forever, and I've wanted him to fight Conor forever. I think Conor is just a made champion. He's got a sweet look. He's got amazing promo skills. But I think he crossed the line. I think he crossed the line a long time ago. And Khabib, he gave him and his camp what they deserved. I mean, it kind of sucks. Coup de grâce? Yeah. Yeah, it was dope. I mean, I guess it kind of sucks because people were saying it taking away from it. But I don't think so, man. I think he spoke for a lot of UFC fans that are just sick and tired of the direction the company's been going in. So double fingers up in the air to Conor McGregor and his entire camp. I think it was fine, and I wasn't bothered by it in the slightest. So.
All right, guys, there you go. If you do not agree with J-Bomb, send him tons of hate, man. Let us know. Let him know.
I'm going to do it again. If you don't agree with J-Bomb...
Suck it!
That's right.
All right, guys. So before we get into Raw and SmackDown this week, I just want to go over a few things from the Super Showdown from this past Saturday. And just to jump back quickly, we were talking about having this is going to be on the Saturday. I just realized that the Crown Jewel is going to be on a Friday, like the other Saudi Arabia pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah.
This is work. You get slack off, right?
Yeah. So I'm pretty much going to be working from home that day, and I'll be with you guys on Periscope and all that shit. So we'll get to that when it comes. Hey, man, it's not too far away anyways. So once we get there, we'll get there. But, you know, we got some stuff to enjoy until then. Crown Jewel is November 2nd. Next pay-per-view we have coming up is Evolution, and they started building towards that, and we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah.
All right. So, Super Showdown, impressions of the show on my end. I actually liked it. I enjoyed the card pretty much from top to bottom. I thought every match itself had something to offer. I guess for me, my least favorite matches on the card was Cena returning.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
I thought there could have been some hype there, right? Cena returns... And, you know, and people
he looks
are
like a grandfather, man.
He looks like a grandfather. He's got the JBL hair now, a little bit of a bald spot
That's
forming in the back.
That's what he looks like.
You didn't
All
see the memes?
Week I was trying to think, oh, it's totally
memes,
JBL.
Man. Go on Twitter and be like, Cena at JBL. You're going to find, you're going to have lots of fun.
I saw the Homer Simpson when the Homer Simpson had hair comparisons with the meme, but I didn't see any JBLs. Maybe it's because I'm blocked by JBL, so I don't know.
We are. We did it together, man. Come on. Don't leave me out of this.
Oh, we're both blocked?
Well,
or
one of us had to do it. Takamine's
blocked.
I'm pretty sure Takamine's blocked. A while ago.
Oh, fuck that guy. We're not talking about him anymore. He's banned.
But yeah, the match itself was so-so. It was pretty much a Cena show, right? You have him come out. You have him do his thing. He finally got tagged in. He finally does all his moves. And... okay, you picked up the win. The match itself wasn't exciting to me. The big point at the end that was kind of, I don't know. People say it's insulting. It's a slap in the face. The wrestling was his sixth move of doom. Now, I can't pronounce the name. Good call, man. That was pretty sharp.
Yeah.
But the sixth move of doom. It's some kind of spike to the throat or punch to the throat. Now, I think there's a lot of meaning behind it. I know John Cena is almost fluent in Chinese. I think he went over there and trained a bunch, and I think he picked it up through some kind of Chinese training that he had, and that's kind of like the whole thing behind it. But it looks stupid. I mean,
way
I'm
to
sorry.
Sum it up. It's fucking stupid.
Did you guys like the Cobra that, you know, Santino Morello used to do? Well, he's a comic relief character, and he wore a fucking sock on his hand, looked like a snake.
And he dressed up as a woman half his career.
And he dressed up like a root woman. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of silly. Cena did his promo afterwards where it's like, you never know what's going to happen. The future, I don't know where I'll be. So, he's kind of like... given that promo about five times now, so I don't know what this means. I guess we'll see Cena at Royal Rumble or WrestleMania next. That's my guess.
Bye, Felicia. Don't give a shit about Cena anymore.
Over
it.
But yeah, that was probably for me the bit of a sleeper match for me. Kind of gimmicky. And, you know, but we did see the Iconics. They kind of had, I guess, not a good match. They're not good wrestlers. They're not even up to par in my mind. But I felt it was the right thing to give him the win.
Yeah.
And if you guys listened to our prediction show, you should go back and watch it. It was actually a good show last week. I listened to it back at work and I was happy. It was awesome.
Every week's a good week.
Well, yeah, but some weeks you're on, some weeks you're not. And I think last week was a good show. I was really happy with it. Listening back to it, I was laughing. And, you know, I'm not going to rub my ego much longer because I was really good in that show and you were really bad. But, you know, it's what it is. Iconics picked up the win in Australia, pinning Naomi, which is exactly how I called it last week on our show. I think it does good for the Iconics. And, you know, it doesn't really hurt Asuka anymore because she can take losses, especially when she's not the one eating the pin. So that was cool to see. The crowd reaction was so-so. I thought they'd be a little bit more behind the Iconics, but I think ultimately they were, you know, they were happy with their win and a nice hometown victory.
Buddy Murphy's win at home was awesome.
Okay, I got to ask you, man, because I asked you to promise me.
I watched it.
Did you watch the match?
Yeah, Buddy Murphy. I don't miss his shit. Yeah, I did.
He's good, eh?
I've agreed with you. Yes, Buddy Murphy is awesome.
Not only is he good, he's got a good look, too. He's got a good build.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that, but
I think he's got a good look. His teeth are a bit spacey, but like outside of that.
I
mean,
he's fine. It's just, you know, I don't want Chris Rucker on us again, because every time we talk about this, I'm going to bring it up.
The guy keeps picking on us, man.
Alexa Bliss bangs the guy, so he's got the goods. He's got the goods.
Do you think he went home, strapped the title around his waist, and, you know?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely would. But yeah, match was fantastic. These guys really brought their A game. And like I said, you know, Cedric Alexander's awesome, but I think it's time to make things a little bit fresh on 205 Live.
For sure.
And I think it's going to be great. It's going to be good for the show. It's going to be great for everybody. So awesome.
What did you think about Daniel Bryan and The Miz flying 20 hours to have a 3-minute match?
Well, I don't think that was the initial plan. I think the match itself really caught a lot of people by surprise. They thought it was funny business. Even the way Miz acted after was like, what? What the hell? The ref slid out of the ring. Everybody got out of the ring and left. It was kind of fishy, kind of like it might have been a screw job. He kind of held down the Miz really tightly, too, as well. Like, really, he cinched that in, that package.
You think Daniel would do that?
No. I mean, I think obviously if they said, hey, go out there and make it look this way, they would. And I think we will find out a little bit more as time progresses. He'll do a podcast. They'll do interviews. We'll figure stuff out. But ultimately, what it comes down to, I just think it was time. I think they, you know, it was the second to last match on the card. They knew Taker and Triple H were going to go set them out. They had their mindset on the spots they wanted to do in this match. And hell, the Undertaker's entrance, it was actually longer than the match itself. It was, literally. So
longer than which match?
Miz and Daniel Bryan. Oh, it was okay, actually longer than their match, his entrance. Yeah. The stats are out there. So
I'm sick of that entrance, bro.
I am too, but when we go to WrestleMania, it's going to be cool.
I have not seen it. Live.
So a WrestleMania Undertaker entrance will be pretty good.
No, actually, honestly, they probably used to be, but I'm most looking forward to seeing Triple H's entrance.
Yeah, they're always great. Yeah, yeah. He'll have some motorcycle, and they'll probably have like Terminator robots, and like Stephanie will be like slapping people left and right.
Some hot chicks involved.
And yeah, yeah. Sledgehammers for breakfast. I mean, come on, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're talking about great matches on the card. Buddy Murphy versus Cedric Alexander was one of my favorites on the card, to be honest with you. But a match that I think was... might be the best on the card for me, and also the best match in their feud, Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles. And this match told a story. I really, really was into this one. I thought it was fantastic. There was moments where you really thought Samoa was going to win. There was moments where you thought AJ was going to have the upset, because people thought Samoa was finally going to get his win. But in the end, AJ came out with a win, and it was pretty much clean tap, you know, in the middle of the ring. And, you know, shows you that Samoa Joe, you know, there was this stigma of like not wanting to tap out unless, you know, special circumstances, or unless, you know, they get hit with something or whatever. But like, I don't know, I thought it was kind of more old school. It was like, you know, AJ picked the body part. He worked on it and worked on it. And then he got him locked in it. There was nowhere for him to go. And Samoa Joe is like this beast, this machine, but he's human, man. And he felt the pain, and he tapped out. So, I don't know. Pretty cool. It's a bit sad that Samoa Joe has to move to the back of the line, but the feud itself summed up pretty good. And AJ Styles is still your WWE champion.
Yeah, no, it was a great match. I mean, I would put it probably as match of the night as well. I mean, the main event was entertaining. So it's hard to not say that that was a great match as well, but I don't know, the technicalities of AJ versus Samoa was enjoyable, put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and Samoa, and I mean, AJ always seems to get busted open one way or the other.
Yeah. He's like the new Brock Lesnar. He's got to be one guy always bleeds.
I think he bit his tongue or his lip, busted his lip. I think it was a clothesline or something. Yeah, that was it. I think like he clocked AJ and he did like one of those flipping clotheslines and I think it busted his lip open, but it made it look good. It makes it look like there's internal bleeding. So badass. But you're talking about the main event and a lot of mixed reactions. The internet has so much hate these days and so much hate for this main event. And maybe J-Bomb and I are a bit biased because we're old geezers from 1980s, 90s. But I thought the match was okay. I definitely didn't think it was a match of the night, but I thought it was okay. They told a story. Yep. I felt that it was really, really sad and hard to watch The Undertaker, I would say.
He's old as balls, man.
He was really old.
He's not even that old.
He's just really out of shape. You know, he's just really out of shape. He's winded really early. The way he moves around, you know, it just really did not look good on his end.
I'm saying it. I don't get the hype on his entire career. Like, I know he's a legend, but I don't think of him like he's not on my Mount Rushmore. He's not in my top WWE guys. Like, he's just always kind of been there and been cool. And it's cool that his gimmick lasted as long as it did and that he transitioned. But I'm over it, man. Like, I'm really, really over him.
Hmm. Do you think if they didn't have the whole streak thing, if it wouldn't, his legacy wouldn't be as big as it is?
Maybe. I don't know.
It really kind of elevated him, right? This whole streak thing.
Yeah, the streak did. But again, like, it didn't for me because, like, I completely stopped watching WWE when the streak became a thing. And I didn't see him have the streak broken or anything like that. But I don't know. I just feel like whenever there was an Undertaker match, yeah, it was always pretty good. But, like, to me, I thought Mankind came out of that Hell in a Cell match bigger. I thought every time he fought Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels came out bigger. Every time he fought Triple H, Triple H came out bigger. And maybe that's why Undertaker is so good and people love
maybe.
Him. That maybe, and maybe I'm completely wrong, but him as a wrestler, like, I never got really excited for one of his matches unless it was a Buried Alive match or a casket match or some sort of gimmick.
Do you feel like he's hurting his legacy right now by pushing forward?
Okay.
I quit.
Just stop. Stop.
Yeah, but like I said, man, it was really hard to watch him. And even Kane, too. I mean, like, not that he's, like, you know, he's mobile. He can do his shit. But, like, he was so ineffective in this match. Like, Shawn Michaels was a fucking pesky mosquito. He was around everywhere, taking shots left and right, taking bumps. And Kane would just be, like, on the other side of the ring, watching Michaels do this stuff.
Totally. He didn't do anything.
And he wasn't doing anything. And then he went to the table once. And, you know, I mean, he really wasn't involved that much. And even after they had the win at the end, what happened to Kane being evil and, like, setting people on fire?
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, having Kane there wasn't as effective. It was cool to see Shawn Michaels in the mix. It was almost like it was a handicap match, to be honest with you.
Big time.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is. Triple H picked up the win, like I thought. And we're moving forward, folks. We saw on Raw this week, kicked off with Triple H and Shawn Michaels both coming to the ring separately, but leaving together as
the Generation X. Break it down. You know what? I can't say break it down without thinking of the Young Bucks. That's the problem.
Why?
Because they say break it down, like, all the time. And DX cross chops.
So, more things they steal.
No. They've completely stole the whole clique. They are in the new clique. Yeah, you would hate it.
Well, their gimmick is purely stealing moves and stealing everything. They're fanboys, right?
Well, they're killing the business.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. I'm not going to knock on the Young Bucks. They are what they are. They're, you know, they're cool.
They are what they are. That's it. That's a good way to put it. They are what they are.
But
DX, so, baby?
Yeah, lots of hatred, lots of folks saying, why bring back these old fossils, and you know, why have them be there when another talent should be wrestling in those spots? It's like, well, I don't mind if you have an event and it's like, you know, you bring back some old wrestlers for like one match of the night, you know, but
that's it. It's a bullshit pay-per-view.
You shouldn't be littering it too much with old people, I guess, you know, bringing back the Bellas or bringing back, you know, the Undertaker, and then bringing back Angle, and then bringing back, you know, so...
never retire!
Oh, we hope not. We hope he doesn't show his face and wants to wrestle. I'd just be worried for his health.
There's no way he would die, man.
Pretty much. I think he had one of those colon bags, those poop bags.
Shit bags?
Yeah, he had a shit bag for a while. Yeah. Because he got really sick, and then he had to remove.
You shouldn't talk about his wife like that, bro.
I'm not calling his wife a shitbag.
I am.
Wow. There goes any chance of Ric Flair ever being on this podcast. I talked to him last week. I came close. Now it's over. Too bad. Ah, shite. But yes, folks, you know what? DX is back. I was a huge Shawn Michaels fan. I was a huge DX fan. Dude, Michaels looks ripped, man. You see how big his arms are? Jeez, like... Bigger than and that's not a good way to start a sentence. No, but he's looking good, and DX is looking good. And I saw somebody tweet a good idea that like they shouldn't focus on these two guys being old fossil DX. They should come into it and be like, hey, yeah, we're DX. We realize we're kind of, you know, on our last leg or at the end of our chapter, and they should try to rebuild a new DX. What do you think about that?
Yes,
bringing in kind of a younger crowd and. Who would you put in there? You know, people were saying, you know, it's interesting.
Bo Dallas.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. A new DX now, that'd be interesting to see. It would be cool if they had something to do with Undisputed Era coming to the main roster. I could see that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think Adam Cole's got to be in there, right?
Yeah. Adam Cole would totally be in DX. If there's a new DX, Adam Cole is leading the new DX.
Yeah, I can see that happening. That's pretty cool to think about. Maybe they will do it. Guys, what do you think? Would you be down for, you know, these old fossils, as you call them, planting the seeds to kind of let DX live on with the youth, the new talent? And who would you put in DX? What do you think? Male, females, hey, man, it could be a good thing. I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like the people who are saying that DX are old fossils are the same people who buy pay-per-views for Undertaker matches, so fuck
or them. They're really young. Like, we see a lot of people like, oh, what the fuck, this is garbage, and they look like they're 18 years old, right? So I get it. I'm trying to think.
Triple
both
H is like awesome, and Shawn Michaels doesn't look old, so
well I don't know if I would.
No, but really... like in the ring he didn't look old.
He looked a bit stiff at the pay-per-view when he was kind of running around the ring and stuff. But I mean, he probably hasn't wrestled in a while, so
I'm talking Undertaker
stiff.
Old. Like, he doesn't look like that. And everybody eats him up. Sting, everybody ate him up. He looked like an old sack of shit at WrestleMania 31.
No, nope, fair enough. Yeah, Michaels looks like he's in the best shape he's been in years. So, I'm down. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. We're going to see Triple H and Shawn Michaels, D-Generation X, taking on the Brothers of Destruction at Crown Jewel. And you know what, guys? If you're not down with that, well, TalkMania's got two words for you.
Suck it!
You got to drink every time we play that fucking bit tonight, man.
I've been drinking all night, so whatever you want to say.
It's nipples last week. It's suck it this week. And we'll see what comes up next time.
Speaking about sucking, Bobby Lashley.
Fuck. Actually, I don't know if I would say sucking. I love the double heel turn. Just a double turn. And we're not sure KO is turned.
Well, it's long overdue too, right? Because Bobby Lashley, I think, like, what was he? No one really knew where to put him. There's never really a solid angle for him. This KO thing was kind of something, but yeah, he just pretty much turned heel this week with Lio Rush. So it was funny. We were talking last week, and you were like confused because on Raw he's a face, on 205 Live he's a heel. So I guess Lio Rush also listens to TalkMania.
Well, fucking right he does. Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. So I think they figured out what the right move was here, and they turned Bobby Lashley heel. And KO, well, I mean, I'm not going to say that he turned face, but, I mean, you know, KO can turn face and heel on the flip of a dime. Yep. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But KO apparently is going in for knee surgery.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. So he did get his knees attacked this week. They were playing on that angle. I think he's having knee surgery. I don't think it's anything too serious or long term. I think they expect him back in the near future. But yeah, KO is going to be taking a short vacation. Maybe he'll come back in a few weeks. I think Sami Zayn is still a little bit longer for his timeline. But yeah, KO, enjoy some time with your hot wife.
Fuck, dude. I didn't know that. I think they just ruined my night, man. Either way, there was a lot. Everybody came back this week on Raw.
There's a lot going on, man.
There's a lot going on, right? We got to talk about this real quick. This WWE World Cup tournament thing. Like, we've talked about it on the show before. I mean, I mentioned it that I hate these random pay-per-views. We got Evolution, Superstar Show, Super Showdown, whatever the hell it's called from Australia, and Crown Jewel, and they're bunging up our storylines. And this tournament is, who gives a shit about it? Like, it's not even interesting.
It's not even a World Cup, okay? Because at first I was hearing, okay, well, they'll take somebody from the US, they'll take somebody from Scotland, they'll take somebody from Switzerland.
They didn't.
They'll take somebody from Mexico. All the competitors are now American.
Yeah.
We have Cena, we have Angle, we have Orton, we have Jeff Hardy. Like, whoa, I don't understand. What is this World Cup? It's basically a King of the Ring tournament, right?
Why didn't they make it the greatest King of the Ring tournament?
Oh, geez. Watch, they're going to switch it next week after listening to our podcast.
Yeah, they better. No, but really, I mean, it was cool to see Kurt Angle come in. I got spoiled because I saw it on Instagram.
That was fun. He played it good. He was goofy Angle again, which I liked.
When I watched it, I was like, I wouldn't have known until they cut to a camera angle right behind him, and his like 95-inch neck was just like in the middle of my screen.
95-inch like, no neck. Yo, yeah.
That motherfucker's got the thickest whatever it is. Whatever you want to call it. No neck or neck.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. He's got a huge knack. No, but well done. It was cool.
It was fun.
It was fun. Put it that way. It made the segment okay.
Yeah. But this World Cup thing, like, I was excited. Like, oh, you can have superstars from all around, you know? Like, Cesaro could be in there. Sheamus could be in there. Asuka. Nope. Well, I guess Asuka couldn't be. She could be in there.
No, I meant.
Get some ass.
They're not going to do what you're saying.
And no, I know. Idea, it yeah. turned to like, I don't even know the whole World Cup thing because they're all from US.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. I like the whole, hate tournaments.
I like the premise. No, I'm okay with having the premise of like having a tournament in one night. Like, remember the King of the Ring pay-per-views back in the 90s? They'd have all the matches on that pay-per-view.
I agree. But King of the Ring and tournaments, I'm separating them. I hate when they have like the number one contender tournament and for the next 4 weeks of Raw. You're like, oh my God, I don't want to see everybody lose to Roman Reigns just so he can go face Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate tournaments.
Well, when you know who's going to win, then yeah, it's pretty much garbage. You can look at the brackets and be like, oh, yeah. Roman Reigns on this side. Oh, Dean Ambrose is on that side. Oh, well, we know they're going to, you know, we know they're going to face off. So, you know, what can you say?
What do they win? They just win the World Cup? It's like the greatest Royal Rumble trophy that's there the next week and then forgotten?
So why isn't Braun Strowman defending his, you know, Saudi Arabia championship? Are they going to have another Royal Rumble to, you know, like, I guess not. Like, okay. That belt is just forgotten. It hangs in his house on his mantelpiece. Like, I'm just, I don't know. He never really walked around with it. They never really did much with it.
They'll probably make Titus O'Neil trip again.
yeah, dude, they totally will. He'll be there backstage and trip into, like, catering or something, you know, like. But yeah, they haven't been anywhere either, eh? The
worldwide, Titus worldwide.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
They're all over the world, bro. At least they started pushing some storylines for Evolution this week. Bella's turning heel on Ronda.
Surprise!
Yeah,
no, the
surprise.
Internet acted like they didn't know this was coming. Like, guys, they announced this match weeks ago, so. Yeah.
There was quite a big pop, though. I'll give it to that. The fans popped.
I think they just wanted it to happen already.
It was such a shitty beatdown. Like, it started off like so awkward in the corner, and I feel like when it was Nikki and Ronda face to face in the ring after Brie got thrown out, I think it would have been sold better if Nikki wasn't scared. Because she's like probably she's a pretty powerhouse style of female fighter in the WWE, I guess.
She can be.
So I think it's like, I don't hate the matchup, but it was like not well done. They were so awkward with their the whole match. They were as awkward as I am trying to explain it.
The whole match before was awkward too. Lots of weird spots. Yeah. Brie not tripping Sarah Logan in time, and Sarah Logan had to trip herself. There's that hip toss that you could blame on either Brie or Sarah Logan not getting enough, I guess, leverage. She had to kind of flip her over a little bit more. But yeah, I know. The beatdown was a bit strange. No Natalya. I don't know why she didn't run out and help. I mean, she could have at least done that.
True. I didn't even think of that.
Maybe they're going to play on it next week. I don't know.
Where's she
been? Backstage, not being used.
No, but has she been in backstage promos?
No, she wasn't. She didn't appear on the show.
Where's Dango?
Oh, actually, she did appear on off camera. She came out and helped run into the back.
Oh. Yeah. Just for the fans there. Weird.
Well, I think it was pretty much like they wanted to show a clear beatdown. If Natty came out, they couldn't have really done that as, you know, clean cut. So
should have beaten both. Fuck.
I think fans were finally happy this happened. You know, we're just kind of waiting for it. We knew since they entered the ring when Ronda won her championship that the, you know, Bellas were going to be involved one way or the other. We found out really quickly after about Nikki. So finally. And folks, I know a lot of you are really upset about this. You have people like Ember Moon, like Asuka, and I'm talking about both brands here, you know, that are just sitting on the sidelines here while we have champions that are kind of, you know, holding this title hostage. Or, you know, I wouldn't even say so much for Ron anymore because she's earning it. But then you have somebody like the Bellas who's kind of comes back out of quote-unquote retirement. And then everybody's working their ass off. Like, we didn't even see Sasha Banks on Raw this week. You know, you barely see Bayley. So, you know, all these people that are kind of really working their asses off get pushed to the side because the Bellas are back. And I understand. And I'm with you. I'm not happy about it either. But take solace in that. In this. On October 28th, Nikki Bella is going to get her ass kicked. So, I'm just waiting for it. And at the same time, folks, I want this to happen just so it can be done with. Clearly, they're coming to have their match with Ronda at Evolution. Nikki will say, hey, I main evented against Ronda at Evolution. I'm the best. I created everything that was amazing in the women's division. Well, fuck her. Let her have it. And we can move on after that, hopefully. So as long as Nikki's and pulls some crap where Brie helps her win, then she's a champion again. And if she is a champion again, God help us all. There's a small part of me that makes me think that she's held a Divas title and not this sparkly giant WWE title. They're going to give it to her just because she hasn't had it. It's quite possible it's going to happen, and Ronda might win it back the next event. But this Bella thing will be over soon enough, folks. Hang in there. I'm not happy either, but it is what it is. Let's make the best out of it, and let's enjoy Nikki Bella getting her arm pulled out of the socket.
I don't hate it. I don't like the Brie stuff. I'm down for the Nikki stuff. I don't know. You got to think WrestleMania. You got to think matchups, right? So I'm thinking let's get one thing out of the way. We're both in agreement that Ronda Rousey is going to have a short run in the WWE, right?
At least for now. I think she'll be done around WrestleMania-ish. Maybe have her baby that she wanted to have. And then I think she'll be back. You see the way she comes out during events and stuff, even with in Australia. Like, she was going to cry when she came out. So I think she's really enjoying herself. But yes, I think she will take a small hiatus.
Okay, so we've established that. She's going to fight Nikki. Let's say she beats Nikki. Could Brie cost Nikki the match, and then we get Nikki and Brie at WrestleMania? But then that leaves Ronda with no opponent in WrestleMania, right?
You're not even thinking clearly here, buddy.
Oh, I am. Why?
Okay, so first of all, Brie and Nikki, they're not going to drag this out until WrestleMania. Maybe they're going to wrestle WrestleMania, but there's no planting the seeds yet on this.
You don't think so?
No, not yet. I'm not saying they're not going to wrestle WrestleMania. I think it could be a good matchup for the two of them. I don't, you know, I think it could be all right. I don't know if I'd waste a WrestleMania spot. I'm not to disrespect them, but I'm not saying I would put a WrestleMania spot with these two wrestling against each other. I think it would probably be a train wreck.
Nikki needs that retirement, though. She needs
She does. She does, but okay. Maybe she will win the title off of Ronda and then lose it back in a month or two. I don't know. But all I'm saying is Ronda definitely has an opponent in her crosshairs at WrestleMania. And if it's not clear to any of you, it's quite clear to me. She's being groomed to fight Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania.
Right, okay, but that's what I was getting at. Charlotte Flair is on SmackDown.
Royal Rumble.
Oh, you fucker. You son of a bitch. All right, forget it all. Whatever. You're probably right. But I was just trying to make a point that I don't think it's impossible that Ronda Rousey loses at Evolution.
I agree with you. I think if Brie can get involved, I think Nikki can maybe have a month, 2 month run with it. I think Ronda will win it back. Brie can kind of do like a little bit of a switcheroo, not switcheroo, but she'll be a troll.
Magic.
No, it depends how they're dressed, I guess. But I don't know how far up is Nikki Bella's butt crack though.
I was looking at her attire this
different
week.
Different pants this week. She had different pants.
She had like a painted on giant vagina in the front.
I did not look at. Yes, I looked at that.
It was like a big webbed vagina.
I don't know, but. I don't know why I thought about one of those monkeys with like the big swollen butts when he said that. I don't know. It's pretty gross.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. A big red vagina. I don't know, man.
All right. Well, it is what it is. We'll see what happens at Evolution. But we got some other Evolution news with Trish and Lita versus Bliss and Mickey.
Yes, we do have that. That's interesting. So people are like, why did you make this into a tag team match? But to be quite honest with you, now it makes sense. Because you had Alexa Bliss versus Trish Stratus, which could have been a good match. Trish would have beaten Alexa. It would have been good. People would have been happy. It was more the Mickie James versus Lita match that made no sense to me. We talked about this. We're like, why is this match happening? It seems to be a weird pairing. But Trish and Lita go hand in hand. They're amigos. They're compadres. And to turn this into a tag team match to me, well, we saw this week. Lita ran out and helped Trish. So I think this was their plan all along, quite honestly.
I think I'm sticking to my guns, man. I still think it should be Trish versus Lita one last time at Evolution, and they should just find other shit to do for the rest of the girls.
I agree with you. I think that would be a great matchup, Trish versus Lita one last time. It would be fan-friggin-tastic.
And so, we're going to see Lita break her neck for sure trying to do a moonsault.
Oh, that was so gross, eh? Where she jumped out of the suicide dive and then she rolled over in her neck. How did she not die?
She almost died. Was it a Royal Rumble where she was back and she did the moonsault and she almost cracked her neck again?
And I'm sorry, all of you fans who love Lita.
She was
and
never
I actually,
that good.
I really like Lita too, but she's kind of a bit awkward and sloppy, I guess, with her wrestling. So here's the thing. And I don't want to knock Trish. I don't want to knock Lita. But these were the top wrestlers in that era. Yeah. And in that era, there weren't many good wrestlers.
No.
So but
Lita was good at fucking taking moves from the guys.
And hanging with the boys, for sure. Yeah.
Like, Lita Conrones were sick.
So it's funny. Trish Stratus, in my opinion, is held as like the top woman from the Attitude Era. She's highly regarded as one of the number... Maybe, I don't know, man. She's like up there. She'd be on the Mount Rushmore, I would say, of women wrestlers, right? Now, I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm just saying that's facts. But Trish Stratus had a pretty decent career. She, you know, had herself on some pretty interesting angles. But if you guys look back at her career, she did some pretty degrading shit, too, as well.
Yeah, she had no choice, right?
She made out with Vince McMahon. I remember she got her... It was her that got her head shoved in, like, this dirty mop bucket.
She was
like,
a dog once, I remember.
Oh, yeah,
they stripped her
down.
So,
I can't say she was the most, graceful... wrestler.
I don't think anybody was from then.
Yeah, the Attitude Era, pretty much anything goes. But in terms of wrestling, a lot of the matches were pretty botchy and sloppy. And, you know, Alexa Bliss spoke some truth this week.
She did. She did. She
Trish
really did.
Couldn't hang with the girls these days. She wouldn't be able to.
Well, maybe she will. Maybe. You know what? She's not really in a match that she can prove that to either. Because Bliss isn't the greatest in-ring performer. I mean, she's a good storyteller, but she's not the greatest wrestler, at least in the internet's opinion.
She put on a few good matches lately. I think she's getting better.
I've always thought she was good, but you know what I mean. And Mickie James.
When she's given the chance.
Mickie James can be pretty sloppy, I find.
Absolutely. Mickie James and those Mick kicks. Yeah, they definitely missed their mark quite a few times. And I think even that match between Trish Stratus and Mickie James at WrestleMania, where she goes to do the Stratus faction move on Trish Stratus herself and misses the rope and they fall down. They have to redo the finish. So that was pretty bad. But I like it. I think it's interesting to see Mickie James and Trish Stratus against each other again. I hope she does the vagina lick again. You know what she did?
Who did that?
Trish Stratus. Sorry, Mickie James. There was an angle back in the Attitude Era where Mickie James fell in love with Trish Stratus and got obsessed with her.
What?
And then she actually grabbed her by the vagina in a match.
She grabs Trish Stratus by the vagina in a match, and then Trish Stratus is like, ah, get off of me. And then Mickie James takes her fingers and licks between them.
What the fuck? I don't remember any of this. This sounds amazing.
It was the Attitude Era, brother.
Grab her by the pussy. Yeah. It was good times.
Trumped her.
Touche.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. I think it could be cool. I'm okay with it being a tag match. I think there's a little bit more they can do now at this point. Maybe it won't be the end of Lita and Trish. Maybe they will have that one-on-one match. I would love to see it. Should be at Evolution, though. I 100% agree with you for once.
Yeah, maybe they'll push it. Maybe they'll have a little program after. I remember reading rumors that Lita wanted to continue or have a run or some shit, so. Dean Ambrose walked out on the Shield to close off Raw this week.
The way you said this, it seems like it deeply affects you. Are you okay? Are you sleeping at night?
Well, I'm just not understanding what the hell is going on with this shit.
I think it's a WWE trolling us. I think they're like, hey, you think Dean's going to leave? You think he's going to be a heel? We'll just keep playing on that for the next few weeks. I think they had no intention to even do it until the fans really thought they were going to do it. And they were like, oh, really? They thought we're okay. Let's screw with them. So I don't know.
I think they're going to do it.
I still
think they're that bad.
Think they're going to what?
I think they're going to go through with it.
Yeah, probably, because it's the obvious thing to do. We were talking about this last week too, right? And it was like, we don't think it's going to be Dean. It's going to be Seth in the end, or Roman. Well, Seth would be the obvious choice, but it seems like they're just going to do Dean, right? He walked away at the end. And it was funny. He did a backstage interview. He's like, I don't know if you saw it on WWE.com. I saw it this morning, and he's just like, I don't even know. I don't even know anymore. And he just walks away out of the parking lot, up the ramp where the cars leave. I never get when people do that.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Your car is not out there. Oh, and you're going to walk to the next town? Angle did that too in his gold attire. He's like, yeah, it's great to be back. But I'm on vacation still until Crown Royale. And then he walks away. Crown Royale. I did it again, folks. Crown Jewel. I'll do it every week.
Fucking drunk.
But yeah. I mean, he walks awkwardly up the ramp and is like, well, where's he going? Yeah, I don't know, man.
Bye.
But yes, Dean Ambrose. And what's the big deal, man? You got pinned. Everybody gets pinned once in a while. Maybe you a little bit more. Sick move. Dude. Drew McIntyre, man. He's picking up big win after big win after big win, man. This guy's got to be in line for some big things in the future. I'm super excited about it. But yeah, Ambrose must be frustrated. He's like, you know, Seth's Intercontinental Champion, Roman's Universal Champion. I'm eating pins every week. What the F? So.
Seth's is the Intercontinental Champion? Son Ziggler? Who is IC Champion?
Oh my God. You got to fire you twice, 2 weeks in a row?
Is Seth the IC?
Go home.
Dude, it's like the six of them might as well be one person to me. They're just, it's all the same.
A lot of people are a bit upset and kind of tired of this too, you know, and I get it. I'm close to being there. I know last week I'm like, I'm not there yet. I'm pretty close to being there. The only thing is all these people involved put on great matches.
Yes, the match was good.
The matches themselves are always exciting to watch. So no matter who you get, if you get Drew versus Roman or Braun versus Seth, or you know, it's always exciting to watch. So,
but we literally had this at the Super Showdown.
Oh yeah, and we're getting this at Crown Jewel too. Apparently, it's the same match again, and it's funny because they had it at Super Showdown.
No, Crown Jewel, Roman Reigns and Lesnar and Strowman.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
You're fired. You're fired, well, Dez. Go home.
All I'm trying to say, you motherfucker, is that we keep seeing the Shield versus these pack of dogs week after week after week in one way or the other. We're going to see the Crown Jewel as well, too. So maybe something's going to happen then or before. They'll change the match. I don't know. But I think Ambrose will stick with them until, well, it's November 2nd. It's quite a ways away. How long can they really draw this out for? We'll see. But, I don't know. We see these rematches the next night right after. It's like, hey. And then even with Nikki Bella, the Bellas versus the Riot Squad, we saw that the night after again. It's like, whoa, you're giving us a pay-per-view right over again.
And then SmackDown with Charlotte and Becky right away.
Right, and not even right away, folks. They didn't even have their entrances on it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, they had like a little bit of Becky's theme song, and then boom, they went right into the match, which I'm okay with because you got more content in there, but, yeah. You know, it would have been nice to have.
Match sucked, though.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I found their one at the showdown was pretty good. I liked it. They told a pretty good story up until where Becky like whipped her with the championship, and it didn't look like it hurt at all, but there was a disqualification. It was like, meh, and then just kind of whipped her with the tail of the belt.
I was making breakfast, and then I heard it, and it was just like DQ out of nowhere. I turned around, and then I saw the replay, and I was like, not a good replay.
But these two are taking it to each other. They're making it personal. You know, I really was thinking, man, like, Becky can't get herself eliminated. What's she going to do? And I thought Eddie Guerrero's birthday, I guess, anniversary today. So it would have been really cool. Instead of Becky getting disqualified, she should have caused Charlotte to get disqualified. She should have done something where, like, she throws a chair at Charlotte, falls on the ground, holds her head, and they're like, what? What the hell? You know, and they disqualify her, and then they can feud out to the ring afterwards. It would have been a nice touch, a nice tribute to Eddie Guerrero.
Totally.
And instead, count out, okay, fair enough. They're leading to a first ever women's, the last women's standing match.
Oh, not you're
cool.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it could be cool. But these two are taking to each other. I hope they really bring the aggression. They clearly did on the SmackDown because they didn't do the Guerrero angle. But instead, they did the Jericho Rhino angle. And Charlotte speared her right through the screen and cut her hand open too, it seems.
It was cool. Cool spot. You made a good point that they could probably have a last woman standing match. And that could be cool. But I need to see Becky Lynch fight. She needs an attire change, man. She needs to get out of that shiny
little... She just had an attire change.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she needs to be more street. A little bit more meat and potatoes about it.
No. Meat and potatoes like a Sheamus, so don't, you know, don't boring shit up.
No, not meat and potatoes. I'm talking about, like... Okay, maybe not an in-ring attire, but I need to see her, like, kick the shit out of girls. Women, sorry.
You do not sound like a good character right now. I need somebody to go out there and beat the shit out of women.
Girls and women. No, but, like, you know how Stone Cold had the shorts on? Like, yes. The jean shorts? And that... His stupid vest, okay, on anybody else would have been so friggin' bad. Like, so bad. It's like shiny black leather. But he pulled it off like a badass. And honestly, I know everybody's been talking about, oh, you know, who's going to be the second coming of Stone Cold. This is the closest that I've seen it, and especially for the females, where someone's like so cheered for being a badass. I think she can kind of get away with having this non-in-ring attire that would be a little more street.
Maybe. You know what I mean. She had a really solid promo on, I watched on WWE.com on their Twitter handle. They had Becky basically cutting a promo. Fantastic. And I will say a big F you to you, because now when she cuts her promos, I hear every time she breathes in. Yep.
Yeah, well.
And but promo was fantastic. But yes, I think there needs to be somebody who can kind of come out to the ring, mess shit up, and then walk back to the ring, kind of like Austin used to do, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe the attire would be a good change. I don't know what it is. Becky's doing it for me right now. But, yeah, I'm interested to see where this feud takes us. They're definitely getting aggressive. And this last woman standing match that is set for Evolution, well, let's see what they can bring to the table. Because it could be a really, really, really good matchup. One for the ages for the women's championship in the WWE. Let's do it. I'm down, folks.
And that is pretty much the highlight of SmackDown Live tonight. Because
SmackDown was poopy. Yeah, I thought the Super Showdown was good. I thought Raw was actually really good. People were like, Raw's garbage. SmackDown wins automatically. And it's like...
I liked Raw.
Raw was pretty good. Yeah, I get it. It's tough. It's 3 hours. It's not as... the flow isn't as good as SmackDown can be sometimes. But I thought SmackDown was the weaker show this week. You know, it was kind of rushed each segment. Jeff Hardy, we saw him defeat Samoa Joe. He advanced to the World Cup tournament. Now, what's going on with Samoa Joe? He lost against AJ. He lost against Jeff because the ref stopped the match. I think Samoa Joe did an amazing job acting. I think, like, you know, like pretending his leg hurt him. He couldn't get up, couldn't stand. It was fantastic. What does this mean with Joe now?
is he going to basically, like, you know, move on to, you know, jobbing, or is he going to move into maybe a mid-card title? Who knows? Maybe, we don't know, maybe U.S. title. I mean, could be Samoa Joe versus Nakamura coming up. Nakamura wasn't even on SmackDown this week, guys.
Yeah, weird. And you said it before, SmackDown's usually better because of their flow, and there was just no flow to this episode. They really... You got to think it's because they all came in from Australia. That's the only...
Yeah, it could very well be it. I understand it's a big trip, big travel, jet lag, all that stuff. So, yeah, Jeff is one of the people who advanced in the World Cup tournament. I actually, looking at the people in the tournament, Cena, Jeff Hardy, I mean, Orton, it's going to be pretty interesting. It's like a stacked King of the Ring tournament, basically. Don't call it the World Tournament Cup tournament, though, because it's only U.S., so I don't get
it. Is that it? Is that the Final Four? Cena, Angle, Orton, and
no,
Jeff?
No, it's not Final Four. It's going to be four from Raw and four from SmackDown.
Okay, so we're going to have more shit to go through next week. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, that's it. We'll have more complaining to do next week.
Yeah, okay.
And one big complaint I have this week, no Vega and no Almas. What the F, man?
They didn't have time, I guess.
Not even a backstage promo? Nothing?
Well, I'm happy they didn't waste time like they did with... Yo, that Milwaukee thing just sizzled out.
Oh, they could have done so much with this.
Like, the crowd wasn't... Like, I think that they... I think creative expected the crowd to cheer when Aiden said, drop Lana and let's get Rusev Day back together. And the crowd didn't. They didn't really boo either, and it was just kind of flat. And then Rusev said something, and it was flat too. And I was like, this is it. This is it's over.
Well, I think the fans wanted something big out of this Milwaukee thing, and we didn't get it.
No.
It's like, I want you, Aiden. And it's like, oh. And then he goes next to her. Oh. They could have dragged it on another week, and it would have been like, oh, you dick teases. Yeah, but you know what? It would have been great because we would have watched it next week because we would have been anticipating it. But it was nothing. It was a whole bunch of nothing. It was lame.
It was really, really bad.
Yeah, it was really lame. And I really hope that they hold something in their back pocket where Rusev is going to fight Aiden at the, you know, I guess, next pay-per-view coming, beat Crown Roy, I almost did it, Crown Jewel, or Survivor Series, which also, we didn't talk about this, we were talking about DX. I think it'd be pretty cool to have DX if you have Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Road Dogg, and... Billy Gunn and X-Pac.
Well, here's the thing.
Team.
Who do they bring? Yeah. Do you think they can get Billy Gunn and X-Pac back?
Absolutely. They do it in a second. Where they sitting at home doing nothing. So, but against who? Who do you bring back? The Nation of Domination?
Oh my God.
Would be pretty cool. But
DX versus... I don't know. I would like to see DX beat the shit out of the Shield, so...
Oh, just, that could be cool. I like that.
Undisputed Era versus D-Generation X. There you
back
go.
Back to Rusev Day. So I would ultimately like to see, and I know people, it's an unpopular opinion, Aiden facing off against Rusev, and in the match, Lana join with Aiden and turn against Rusev.
Oh, I'm in.
I think that could be cool for many reasons. I know it's not unpopular, and I'm down. I agree with you guys who are saying this is garbage. But, dude, I love Rusev, and I want to see Rusev do well. He's great. He's funny. He's great in the ring. I think Lana actually, to me, is supposed to be, should be a heel. To me, when she acts, when she's managing, it's like she really is a good heel character.
Yes,
and I think her with Aiden could be amazing. I think it also helps Aiden out. And it also gives Rusev that push. The fans are going to be so behind it. Yeah, that edge. The fans are going to be so behind it. They're going to sympathize so much with him at this point. So in the end, what a swerve that would be if the WWE could play us that way. Be like, oh, it was nothing all along. But was it?
Hmm. Ooh.
Oh, nice. That was new.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had that one.
I've used it before. It's just...
I probably just didn't care what you had to say at that point.
Fucker.
Okay, let's talk about the Miz TV. We talked about earlier, Miz, Daniel Bryan... did this really short match at the Super Showdown, and it was funny because they played on that a bunch during commentary. Miz and Daniel Bryan both being on opposite ends of the table was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. And even the promo itself, like, the Miz was sitting there, AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan were both making fun of him, calling him the two-minute man. you know, the Miz really tries to get under Daniel Bryan's skin. Daniel plays it cool. But I'm really excited to see this matchup between Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. I just really hope that The Miz doesn't weasel his way in and make it a triple threat.
At Crown Jewel?
Yeah.
Maybe not a Crown Jewel. But he's gonna fuck her. He's gonna fuck him over.
Well, he's got next, right? He's got apparently you can call that net. You can call it. Next, shotgun. I got really? Next. Well, that's what The Miz did on SmackDown this week. He said basically, like,
I must have missed that. Okay.
You guys wrestle this week. I got next. So Miz has officially called next, folks. So whoever wins between The Miz and Daniel Bryan, the Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, The Miz is the next number one contender. That's all you have to do. People wrestled matches. They went through tournaments to see who the next number one contender was going to be. When all you really had to do
was just
call next.
Jesus. I wish I would have known that. I'd be next. With yeah. Roots.
All right. So before we wrap up this show, you know, we've been talking about a bunch of things tonight. Orton, Big Show. So it sounds like a very boring way to end a show offhand.
Yeah.
But Big Show, right? He makes his big return. He hasn't wrestled on SmackDown or in the WWE for close to a year or maybe over a year now. But so he comes out. Usually the people who are returning, they win their match back. Well, Big Show, not so much the case. I expected him to either lose or cry. And, well, we got the lose. Maybe he cried afterwards. I don't know. But the match itself was like, come on. You know, Big Show finally came back. He looked good. He basically took it to Orton the whole match. Orton kicked out of a choke slam. And then the Big Show gets RKO'd and doesn't kick out. So I don't get the logic there. But, and you know, Big Show basically, like, Randy Orton didn't have much offense either. Just the Big Show basically took an RKO and lost. So I guess Big Show is pretty much, he kind of is retired. He's just giving back to Orton, I guess, in a sense. But Orton advanced to the World Cup tournament. So I got to ask you, J-Bomb.
Uh-oh.
We got Cena.
Yep.
We got Randy Orton. We got Jeff Hardy. We got these people advancing in the World Cup tournament. Who's going to win? Angle is also in there. Who do you think is going to win this tournament? Who do you want to see match face up against each other? I think Cena versus Angle could be a great match.
I get, well, Cena could go, how is the bracket going to be Raw and SmackDown and then boop, the winner faces off?
I don't know. They're very mysterious about this. You know, they're crawling at the World Cup tournament with all Americans. So
you got to think it's going to be somebody that the Saudis want to cheer. So
Cena or Angle, I would
think. Yeah, I'm like, Orton's dead. Jeff Hardy, so dead. I can't really see it not being John Cena.
Hey, you think Bray Wyatt would have a chance of being put in this tournament? I mean, like, what's he been doing? Where's he been at? I would think if they're saving some names for being it because they don't have everybody in there yet. I mean, like, maybe it would be Cena or Angle. Maybe Nakamura.
Bang
like,
alligators, but I don't know. I don't know.
What alligators? Are we talking about Sarah Logan
yeah,
here?
Yeah, no. I'm off Sarah Logan banging alligators. She's a fucking Viking now. She's looking good, man.
She had a Viking call this week. She ran to the ring and she screamed some Viking lingo. Yeah.
And I noticed that Riot Squad also didn't push off the apron.
I thought I saw them do that.
No, they stopped. Ruby touched both of them and they had their new toques on. I guess you would call them beanies. Sorry, we're Canadian. And then they kind of like ran to the ring and just slid in.
Ruby said, we're past that?
No. She tapped them both on the back and then ran and slid into the ring.
Oh, I thought you were saying Ruby saying like, no, we're not doing that anymore.
That would have been cool, actually, if they did.
Well, I mean, like, I always thought it was ridiculous anyways, so.
I kind of liked it. But yeah,
it started to grow on me. It was just more like when they first came out, like, look at us, we're the Riot Squad. Boom, beep.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? What is this? And even X-Pac, Sean Waltman, he was like, they don't need to do that. They should not be doing that.
I don't think Sean Waltman should be commenting on anybody not doing something.
No, yeah, he knows his stuff. You ever seen his podcast and stuff? Like, you know,
I know. I just mean he's made a burnout, some very poor choices.
He's got some.
I like X-Pac. I like him. But he's made some bad choices. But Bray Wyatt, I think he's out banging alligators. So
okay, great. One thing on Xbox, I was watching Botchamania today. X-Pac got put into this match And it's on the indie scene. I don't know who he's tagging with. But during the match, the guy on the opposite team is like, "What? You want X-Pac? You want X-Pac to come in?" And the X-Pac's like, No, my partner's supposed to be doing this. He's supposed to be asking for it. And he gets frustrated. And then his partner's like, "You want an X-Pac? You want..." And X-Pac's just like, "Oh my God." It's like, "Shoot me now."
So well, that's bad. Where his career is gone. So it's only his fault.
Oh.
So that's going to wrap up another episode of Talk Mania. Thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. Follow us on Twitter @_TalkMania. On Fachibuchi, that's Facebook, and on Instagram. And go get a t-shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/talkmania. There's a sale coming up this weekend, I believe. We'll tweet it out. And then we're going to do a hot, and I'm talking a hot flash sale, so you can get your merch, so you can look fly as fuck. For the boys at Talkmania, this is J-Bomb signing off. Say bye, Des.
Got two words for you, Talkamaniacs.
Suck it!
Happy Rusev Day.
And then as a bonus, everybody wants to hear it.
Never gonna give